Live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow American Sam Bushman, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, RedPillExpo.com coming up this weekend. I leave tonight. My guest, Elizabeth Fairchild, already there. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. When I look up Elizabeth Fairchild on the internet, I see all kinds of stuff with School of Marine Science and Ocean, Elizabeth Fairchild Unearthed. It's not you, huh?
No, but it's funny. I was actually going to go to school for marine biology, and then I decided to continue using my gifts that God gave me, which was writing and creatives and graphics, to help get the message out to the people that need it. And the message is truth, freedom, and freedom-loving patriots. So I'm glad I stuck with that choice instead of marine biology, but I still have a deep love for the ocean, so it's not completely inaccurate.
And you have a deep love for the outdoors too, huh?
I do, yes. I'm very excited that Red Pill Expo is in South Dakota this year. I've never been here, and I have to say, the overall vibe of South Dakota, Red Pill Expo could not have picked a better place. I have been to five businesses that have signs that say no masks allowed, and there is just people standing up for their health choice everywhere here in this state, and it is really positive and inspiring, and I'm happy to be here. I'm coming from Florida, where things have been open for a long time, but to see the people in South Dakota and even Colorado where we drove through, I mean, it gives me great hope. So, very exciting.
So let me understand, you drove all the way from the south to there?
Well, I flew in to Colorado from Florida and then drove through Colorado and Nebraska to get to South Dakota, because, you know, I've never really driven through the heartland, so to speak, so I thought it would be a good chance to catch some scenery and, you know, get some grounding in before my mind is blown open with all this amazing information I'm about to learn this weekend.
Wow. Well, good for you, man. There's so much going on for Red Pill. It's going to be an event to behold for sure. And there's so many speakers and so many topics, it's hard to even encapsulate all of it. But let's first talk about, what are you going to do when you're there?
So when I get to Red Pill, I'm actually going to be with Cardio Miracle this year. It is a nitric oxide supplement. G. Edward Griffin himself takes it daily. So we're really excited to be representing for, you know, more of the stand up for health choice. You know, people get to choose what they put in their bodies and how they heal themselves. You know, it's not all about big pharma. It's not all about the money. The last Red Pill that I went to was in Jekyll Island in 2020. That was actually my first Red Pill, where I met you awesome people at Liberty Roundtable. And I know that the information then, what I learned then in 2020, going back to Florida with that information and being enlightened, it gave me more peace, because I already knew that this stuff was in the works. It was no surprise. And having that, armed with that information and being able to share that with people to get other people to awaken, now is the time. So it couldn't be better timing. It couldn't be a better place. So I'll be there with Cardio Miracle this year. I'm very excited. We'll also have a special guest, Hoots Healing, with us, and he makes beautiful crystal healing custom jewelry. So that will be exciting, and I'm just so looking forward to the information, because, you know, last year we got to hear the Ice Age Farmer and David Icke and G. Edward Griffin. There was just Dan Happel, Robert Scott Bell. There's just so many amazing people, and yourselves included, and pushing this message of truth and freedom and you know, the right to responsibility. You know, if we have the right to our responsibilities, we have the right to our freedoms. And, you know, I don't know. Anyways, I'm just very excited, and I got lots to say, obviously.
Amen. I love it. I love the passion. Yeah. I love the excitement. I love the reality, you know, when you're new to this movement, it's complex. It's hard to get your arms around everything, but you know what? People are doing it, and they're doing it because Red Pill Expo documents what we talk about and do. The speakers have all kinds of source materials that are valuable to help people get up to speed, and a whole lot more. You rub shoulders with movers and shakers in the movement, which I think is really, really critical as well. Now you're with, what's it called, Cardioid?
Cardio Miracle.
Cardio Miracle.
It's a nitric oxide supplement. Basically, the very short version of nitric oxide is that it was discovered in 1998 as the signaling molecule for the cardiovascular system, and it helps our bodies exchange. Nitric oxide helps facilitate the exchange between oxygen and carbon dioxide in our blood. So it's an amazing health supplement. I'm really happy to be there with them. I've been taking it for 4 years myself, and I have no complaints, and my heart's pumping strong and good. And I wanted to touch on something you said about it being red pill being complex, because that was important for me when I went back to Florida. Like, I had signed up with the John Birch Society because children is something, the mission of children and keeping childhood sacred and making sure they're not getting inundated with horrible programming in schools. That's always been very important to me. And so coming back from my first red pill, it did feel a bit complex. Like, how do I deal with this information and sort it out? But I didn't really have to do any of that because it all just kind of unraveled as it was told it would. But the difference is that now we have a solution. We have people that we can connect with to bring about a bigger change. And so that's what I'm hoping to kind of build upon my relationships and the things that I learned at the first red pill going into this one. That's a great point. I'm very excited.
All right. I also want to talk to you when we're there in person a little bit more about Cardio Miracle, because we need them as a sponsor on Liberty Roundtable. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more as well.
Sure.
But you're also a graphics person, an article writer. You're a media influencer, if you will. And you created a reel for this time around even, right?
I did. I was, you know, something I have to say, God, actually, I was thinking, because I had some great footage with you guys, actually, the Liberty Roundtable with Del Bigtree, Ice Age Farmer, Sheriff Mac, and a bunch of other amazing people. And so I was like, you know what, I'm going to kind of do a mix for Red Pill mixed with a little bit of footage from Liberty Roundtable and put that together, because now is the time and people need to awake, not stay woke. Stay woke is the wrong language. That's the cancel culture stuff that we're not talking about. We're talking about awakening to the truth and the freedom that is right there, that's always been there for us. I mean, I found out that there is it's either a copy or a hard document of the Constitution actually inside of Mount Rushmore. So those are the things we need to remember and to protect and know that they're there. And someone long before us put that stuff in place because they knew some greedy man in power with too much money was going to try to control everything and make us sick. So we will not stand for that. So we will stand up and fight for our freedom.
The reel is pretty cool, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And how do people see it? What's the easiest way to see it online?
You can go to Red Pill Expo. I believe it's redpillexpo.org. I think it's actually right there on the homepage. And, you know, of course, as you know, Red Pill Expo is because you know something is wrong. So whether you know or you don't know, you might be feeling like you know. And that kind of puts it into perspective. So, yeah, I think it's redpillexpo.org. I'm just confirming that if I can on my phone right now.
Redpillexpo.org. I always think it's com. I think com leads you to org, but I think the real site is, as you say, org.
It is. Redpillexpo.org. Yep. And the real is right there under Against All Odds. Yep.
Against All. Amen to that reality check. All right. There's so much to talk about. Elizabeth, I know you're going to go hiking and have a little bit of fun today, which is good. Get outdoors. You know, Kristi Noem and your governor, Governor Ron DeSantis, those two places, Florida and South Dakota,
I know,
probably two of the freest places in the country, aren't they?
I know. And, you know, it's amazing. South Dakota and Florida, yes. And I had no idea coming here it was going to be like that. I knew the governor was cool, but, you know, I didn't realize. And then I was talking to people, sourcing the locals, and they said, you know, we're pretty much like you do you and we'll do us. And that's kind of our philosophy. And we're happy with that. You know, if you want to wear a mask, great. If we don't want to, great. But there are some businesses that are very, you know, very forward about their beliefs, and they're like, hey, no masks allowed here. Like, we don't want that. And I fully support that too. So I am really loving the people of South Dakota. I think this is a great state. I'm actually, you know, I don't know. I would consider living here. I think it's absolutely beautiful. And the hiking, if y'all have never done it, it's just, it's incredible. I mean, you can't not feel grounded when you go out into the mountains filled with rose quartz and go walking. I'm so happy.
You know what, Elizabeth, it's kind of sad you had to leave Florida, get on a plane, fly, and then drive through tyranny from one freedom bastion to the next, huh?
Exactly. And that was my biggest dilemma, was the airport. I'm like, how am I going to survive the airport? And I actually took off my mask at one point in the airport because I couldn't breathe. I was starting to get anxiety, and I took it off and no one said anything. And if they were to say anything, I was going to be like, hey, I'm breathing now. Now's my breathing time. So you can walk away slowly before I snap off.
Wow. So, yeah. There you
Next time, Sam, I'm driving. Okay. I'm driving. There's no more aircraft involved in this travel plan. So I guess I got to get a freedom bus because that's what's going to happen.
Well, speaking of the freedom bus, are you caught up with the Rise USA David Steele and Robert David Steele and the Freedom Bus?
I am not. I need to be.
All right. Anyway, there literally are Freedom Buses cruising around the country with wraps on them. You know how they wrap the big gold buses?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, listen, they got a bus now wrapped with a Sheriff Richard Mack CSPOA. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you the latest that you haven't heard. Neither of my listeners heard this. I worked on this all yesterday for the good sheriff. I'll tell you about it in a second. Stay there. Melissa Fairchild with us. Liberty Roundtable live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman on your radio. Red Pill Expo coming up this weekend in South Dakota. Redpillexpo.org for you to check it out. If you can be there in person, do it. It'll be fantastic. If you can't, watch it online, redpillexpo.org. Our guest, Elizabeth Fairchild. She's a social media influencer and more. Red Pill Expo promo reel is what she just did recently. She put me in the reel. I don't know why I should do something like that, but hey, we thank her for it. Nevertheless, and I want to tell you about what's happening with this Arise USA bus tour. It's called the Resurrection Tour Arise USA. It's the tour of the century, riding for faith, family, and freedom. BigBatUSA.org if you want to learn more about it. Anyway, I bring this all up because I don't know if you know this, but me and Richard Mack and several others on the CSPOA team, Elizabeth, have been working very closely with a county in Nevada. And it's called Lander County. And we have now created the first declared by resolution county. The sheriff backs it. The commissioners back it. The district attorney. There was one dissenter on the commission. But we passed the first constitutional county, and the county joined the CSPOA. All right? And that was a couple of weeks ago, and that basically had a big event celebrating that. We went and gave this county a plaque as a member of the CSPOA. Well, anyway, at that same time, this bus tour kicked off, and the first stop of the bus tour was there. And I got a photo of me standing in front of this big, massive touring bus wrapped with CSPOA Richard Mack. And it's going all over the country right now. Anyway, I bring that all up because, go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, where is the bus now? Where is it traveling to? Obviously, Red Pill, right?
I don't know if it's going to be at Red Pill or not. I'm hoping so. I have a hard time keeping track of the schedule because there's more than one bus for one reason. But I know they've been in Texas recently, and they're all over the place. But anyway, so these buses are cruising, and they're supposed to be doing this between now and 2024.
Excellent.
So it's huge, and it's long, and it's interesting. We'll see what happens with that. But the reason I'm telling you all this is because when I was there, I spoke about critical race theory, and I basically showed how bogus and dishonest that whole narrative was and is, right?
Awesome.
Anyway.
Yes.
In that speech, when I got done, a man came up to me. His name is Rex, and he's from the next county over in Nevada. And he said, hey, you know what? I was walking down the street, and I got cornered by some of my citizens, and they asked me why we weren't doing the same thing in my county. He said, I'm a county commissioner, and I want to do the same thing. So long story short, I just sat in on their county commission meeting yesterday. And they literally took the CSPOA resolution that we created in 2014. They strengthened it. They signed it. They passed it unanimously. The sheriff, the district attorney, and all commissioners are on board. And they got it done yesterday. And now this Rex guy is working with 15 out of the 17 counties to see if we can get 15 counties in Nevada to be constitutional counties. This is all unfolding before your very eyes. You're the first to hear about it.
This makes me so excited. I literally got goosebumps when you told me that. That is such a huge deal. And, you know, just like their insidious narrative is spreading fear and lies and hatred throughout our country and trying to divide us, that is something that is unifying us, and that will continue to spread and populate with positivity and freedom and truth in this country. That is great news. Thank you for sharing that with me. Yeah.
Now, somebody gave me a headline that says the Democrats are weaponizing fear and anxiety to totally transform America, but I'm going to change Democrats to the swamp. Is that all right?
Yeah. I like that better. Yeah.
Because I don't really believe it's just the Democrats.
It's not. And the problem with that whole Democrat Republican thing is the label, and it's not one side versus another side. This is an evil hearts versus benevolent hearts. Honestly, I mean it's a spiritual battle more so than it is even a physical battle on the plane that we live on. And so there's a plenty of Democrats that I personally know in Florida that I have talked to that are not. That are very much on the fence. They know that something is wrong, so to speak. They can feel it, and they're ready to make a change, but they're so controlled and in fear of their own people, you know, the people that they live next to, that they vote the same with, that they go to the poll booth with, that's people that they go to the bar with. They're so afraid.
Even that they go to church with, Elizabeth.
Even the people they go to church with, exactly. And it's like, wow. It's like, if we can't have some acceptance, some courage, some experience and strength and hope, you know, what are we really doing? And so I think that is great news. And let's keep populating that positivity and that truth and yes, freedom. It's amazing. I love it.
So you'll literally have two contiguous counties in Nevada that have declared themselves publicly by resolution, signing the resolution as constitutional counties. And they're going to stand up for their rights. And they have a whole litany of 10, I think it's 10 or 11 items that they say they will not cross the lines of. And they will arrest those who try to violate those protections. And their whole goal as government officials is to be vanguards to protect the people, not only from any county officials who may be out of control, but state and federal as well. These people are taking a very bold stance. In the room yesterday, I was online on a Zoom conference call as part of this event. And they passed it. They gave tremendous speeches. Literally several sheriffs and sheriff's deputies testified. The district attorney was there. The several commissioners spoke. There was not a single dissenter in the room, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's excellent. Yeah, I hope that will continue to go across more states. Nevada, that's a big one because, well, you know, with it being so close to California, and maybe that will be a good influence on that state that needs so much help right now. I was at a conference this past weekend, and there was a guy who stood up and he said, "I'm running to be the next governor of California." I was like, thinking to myself, well, if you're at this conference with other freedom loving people who are speaking the truth about what's going on, I was like, you already kind of have part of my vote. I mean, obviously I want to see who this guy is, but you know, he's at the right place to be saying, hey, I want to lead, you know, California. So the fact that's happening in Nevada, that is so uplifting, and that gives me so much hope. And that's such great news. And I'm so glad that you were able to witness that and be a part of that firsthand. How exciting.
So there's so many events going on. What was last weekend?
So last weekend was the Advanced Medicine Conference in Sioux Falls. And really, I mean, medical, it was so much more than that. You know, all about oscillating your vibration and raising your frequency that way. And, you know, just really tapping into your highest self to be able to handle all this chaos that's coming at us, all this fear, being able to turn fear into truth and turn those hateful words into loving words, and, you know, and really solution based on things that we can do now. You know, we can dance, we can sing, we can pray, we can still have free speech, we can still have our guns, and we can, and we intend to keep those things. Free speech, Second Amendment, all the way through all the other amendments, we're going to keep all of them. And so, you know, it was a good precursor to Red Pill, because that was my first advanced medicine conference. I think it was actually only their third annual, because last year they only maybe did a live stream or something, but you know, things are opening up and they actually moved venues. They were originally going to be in North Carolina, and the venue was like, hey, you got to mask up and do all this stuff. And they said, no way, Jose, that does not align with what we believe. And they literally moved the conference to South Dakota because of that. And I'm very glad that they did, because it couldn't have worked out more perfect. So,
do you know what Freedom Fest is?
I don't know what Freedom Fest is, but I need to
know. All right,
know.
You can go look about it. Freedomfest.com is where you can learn. We'll be there live next month. It's in July 20th to the 25th. It's in South Dakota, Rapid City as well.
Oh, yeah.
It is a huge conference. I'll be there. I'll be on some panels. Richard Mack will be there speaking. We have a CSPOA Loving Liberty dinner that we're going to be having there and everything. It's going to be a tremendous event. I bring this up because they've been in Vegas for years. And last year, Vegas shut them down, and they got so mad they pulled out and went to South Dakota this time.
Well, that's what you got to do. You know, I was on Facebook arguing with someone about the Lincoln Project, because I don't know if you've had a chance to. I honestly, what they stand for is basically just hate. We'll just sum it up for that. It's just hate. It has nothing to do with Abe Lincoln. They just put a name on it that sounds good, you know, that might garner some interest from patriots, and then come to find out it's not actually for patriots at all. It's completely the other side. You know, but anyways, someone was telling me on there, some random guy, he's like, Elizabeth, you've been canceled. And my only response to him was, you're so cool, go ahead. You know, so if they want to do their cancel culture BS, then we're going to cancel them right back. And we will continue to support organizations and businesses that are about the message that America is great and America is beautiful. And that's it.
Can you stay longer?
I probably can, like 5 minutes or so.
All right, stay there. We've got a couple quick more questions for you, then we'll let you fly. I know you got to get hiking. We'll do it in seconds.
Yeah,
Elizabeth,
no.
Elizabeth Fairchild with us, media influencer on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time jobless claims have declined by more than 30% since late April, slipping below 400,000 last week for the first time since the start of the pandemic. President Biden is declaring June as National Month of Action on COVID-19 vaccines. Biden continuing to make his big push to see 70% of Americans with at least one shot by July 4th. As far as why 70% is such a key number, CBS This Morning asked Dr. Rochelle Walensky why.
You know, we want to get the majority of America vaccinated. And after we get to 70%, my goal is going to be to get to 80%. I think what we really understand is that this virus is an opportunist and it will go to places where people are not vaccinated. And so you are safe if you are vaccinated. You are not safe if you are not vaccinated. And my job is to keep America safe.
USA Radio News.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Danowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
One of the largest American-owned private employers in the country is joining the fight against COVID-19 by encouraging more people to roll up their sleeves for a shot. Starting today, Kroger is offering prizes to people who get vaccinated. The grocery chain will offer 5 $1 million prizes and 50 chances to win free groceries as part of the giveaway. More information on the giveaways can be found on Kroger.com. A college basketball coach is making an announcement regarding his future.
Legendary basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski plans to retire as Duke University's men's coach at the end of the 2021-22 season. Stadium first reporting on the coach's plans, Krzyzewski is the winningest coach in Division I men's basketball, winning 5 championships in his 41 seasons at Duke. Only UCLA's John Wooden has won more titles. Associate head coach John Shire will reportedly take over the program after Coach K's retirement. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Elizabeth Fairchild with me. We're talking about RedPillExpo.org. I'm going to be there. She will as well. Check it out. Come live if you can. If not, watch it online, RedPillExpo.org. So Senator Rand Paul is speaking out pretty interestingly, Elizabeth, and I wanted to get your take on this before we let you fly. Senator Rand Paul says, hey, first Anthony Fauci funded the Wuhan lab that potentially created the COVID-19 virus. Then he lied to our faces repeatedly about it while he profited from the pandemic. Now, that's criminal behavior, but here's the thing. Now Rand Paul's getting attacked. They just sent something to his house, an envelope with white powder in it. And as you know, Rand Paul's been getting beat up and everything else. It turns out the left is literally terrorizing Rand Paul's family. It's crazy.
Well, you know, Rand Paul,
what do you say about all this?
I mean, you know, I saw that he had, you know, a pretty concise and short response to Dr. Fauci. And, you know, the point of the matter is these people, there's a quote that says, something about, you know, the truth doesn't need to be, the truth speaks louder than lies. Basically, that's the premise of it. I wish I could remember the exact quote right now. But the point is, he could say, Rand Paul could say one word to him in a response, and it would just fan their flames and fire them up, because they can't, the point is that they just think everybody's going to listen to them, no questions asked, and not question anything. And he's questioning it, and he's saying, you're wrong. And so that right there, they just lose their minds. And so their immediate thing is to character assassinate, to threaten lives, to say hateful things. And I've experienced that in my own little, you know, in my own plebeian status, so to speak. I've experienced that in my day-to-day with civilians and other people online. So it doesn't surprise me he's getting attacked that way. It's totally unacceptable. It's not godly. It's not blessed by God. It's none of that. So, you know, the way I see it is that karma is a classy lady and God is great. So, you know, they're going to get what's coming to them. That's all I can say.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's important to understand that we're all in this fight together. And what Rand finishes by saying, hey, they will not intimidate me. I will keep fighting for this cause. We need to start arresting these criminals is what needs to happen next, because they can't continue to get away with this. Literally lying about gain of function research, literally lying about this, lying about masks, lying about that it was an animal transfer when it really came from a lab. Fauci knew this according to the emails. And now all he says is the emails were taken out of context.
Yeah, no, that's just their way of just skating by on the lie and just trying to, you know, let everybody keep believing it. You know, no accountability for anything. That's their whole thing. Just attack. Their whole defense mechanism is just attack back. You know, obviously they never took a PR class in their life, but that's fine. You know, whatever, they can keep doing what they're doing. It's just going to keep poisoning their souls, much like this poison dart, which, by the way, the vaccine is not approved. It is a human war. It is a war crime on humans right now to be giving everybody this poison dart that is not even approved. So regardless if it's approved, I'm not going to get it because of the hydrogel and the nanobots and all that stuff. It goes very deep. You know, the things I learned this weekend just completely, you know, opened my mind to that. And I just, you know, and we won't stand for it. So we're not going to be poisoned by their words, and we're not going to be poisoned by their nano vaccine technology, if that's what you want to call it.
All right, there you have it, Elizabeth. We'll talk soon. We'll see you at Red Pill.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, I might see you at Freedom Fest, because I didn't know that was coming up in July. So I guess I'll see you this weekend, and I'll also see you in July.
Roger awesome. That. You got to go. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Sam.
There she goes, Elizabeth Fairchild, doing a great job, ladies and gentlemen. And all, as always, media influences. She rides for the brand, that's for sure. Telling the tale of liberty wherever she goes. And we certainly need more people like Elizabeth, who understands, who decides to take the time to make it important in her life. And more Americans are starting to do so. For example, NV counties, Nevada counties, standing tall for liberty, ladies and gentlemen. You got to love that. All right, speaking of Rand Paul, the left is terrorizing my family, he says. I have exposed the truth about Dr. Fauci. At first, he funded the Wuhan lab, potentially created the virus. Then he lied to our faces repeatedly as he profited from the pandemic. All Fauci could say is that the emails that are now discovered are taken out of context. Wow, FOIA requests bring truth. That's for sure. Now, Rand Paul calling for Fauci to be fired in a classic two-word response. You got that soundbite there, Cameron? Let's go ahead and play this. This is Rand Paul. Who is he talking to? Jeanine Pirro? Is that who it is? Or Pirro? All right. Anyway, here's the clip from Rand Paul.
Open and the ongoing fight to find out the truth behind the origins of coronavirus, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul joins me now. Senator, thanks so much for being with us this holiday weekend. Now, you have been very busy. Number one, you have offered legislation to stop gain-of-function research funding in China. Let me try to dumb that down. That means that the two theories about the coronavirus, one, it just came from an animal to a human, or one, it was ginned up at a lab to jump from animal to human after several petri dishes allowed it to go to human. Is that what gain of function is?
Yeah, gain of function is basically when you have an animal virus that normally just infects animals and you somehow mutate it or force it to evolve so it can infect humans. So it's making it more transmissible to humans and oftentimes making it more dangerous or deadly in humans. I'll give you an example. In 2004, there was a virus, a coronavirus called SARS. It killed a bunch of people. It had a 15% mortality. In the Wuhan lab, they were studying this SARS virus, and they were putting new proteins on it to make it more infectious into humans. That's gain of function, that's dangerous, and that may be how this virus started. And so I'm very worried that this stuff still goes on and that the U.S. government's been funding it.
All right. Well, we know that the U.S. government has been sending money to the World Health Organization, which appears to be run by China's puppet and, you know, is not totally open, and initially lied about the fact that the virus could was transmissible between humans. So why is it that Joe Biden this week said he was going to stop the investigation into the origins of the Wuhan virus? Why would he do that?
Well, it's interesting. I think there's been a sea change in the last two or three weeks on this. A year ago, anybody who mentioned the possibility that this virus came out of the Wuhan lab were dismissed as crazy right-wing kooks, conspiracy theorists, et cetera. But now you have even MSNBC coming around. You have the left starting to wonder about it. And when I introduced my amendment to say we should quit funding this research in China, I ended up getting every Democrat on board. So I think they either know information or they suspect that the information is going to get stronger and stronger that this came from the lab. Last week's revelation that three workers in the Wuhan lab were sick with a COVID-like illness in November, well before the Chinese admit, this is a big deal. And so I think nobody's denying anymore the possibility. We don't know for certain, but we've got a lot of evidence pointing to this lab now.
So why can't the White House commit to a real investigation? Now Joe Biden has done an about face and he's saying, oh, we're going to investigate. At the end of 90 days, we'll figure it out. What makes him think he can figure it out? China's not letting anyone there.
Well, you know, we have some information. It was publicly reported back in March or May of last year that when you look at cell phone data, that there's a couple week period in October when there's no cell phone data in a secure area in that lab. I didn't learn this through intelligence. I learned this from reading on the internet, but it was reported by NBC that this happened. I would guess that if you look at intelligence data, somebody probably does have information on that and that we do have the ability to know if the lab was shut down. So if nobody's there and there are no cell phones there for a period of time, that's at least circumstantial evidence that the lab was shut down. There's some information exactly. We can find from that. And I think we do have that information, but I don't think that we have been pursuing it, nor do I think we've been drawing the conclusions we need to. See, if this came from the Wuhan lab, sure, we need to be worried, particularly about a communist government doing this, but we have 11 labs in our country where it's probably good, solid Americans trying to do real research, but it's dangerous. If this leaked from Wuhan, what if this could leak from one of the 11 labs here with something much more deadly than COVID? So I think we should be debating in our country, should we be
You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Rapid City, South Dakota. Gateway to the historic monument at Mount Rushmore. Blue skies, open country, a friendly and healthy population, and Red Pill Expo 2021, June 5th and 6th at the Monument Convention Center in Rapid City, South Dakota. Can't make it to Rapid City? Not a problem. The expo will be live streamed and archived should you miss any of it. Red Pill Expo is the major public event of Red Pill University. The mission of the expo and the university is to bring together world-class experts to set the record straight on fake narratives, fake history, and fake news. At each and every Red Pill Expo, truth seekers unite to get a better understanding of how the world really works, a world where collectivism reigns. It's time for individualism and an open mind. Mark your calendars and make your plans now to attend Red Pill Expo 2021. Get more details and register today at redpillexpo.org.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So we're talking about, you know what, Alex Newman, author and journalist, is documenting. Red Pill Expo is what we're talking about, redpillexpo.org. COVID was a weaponized operation by China. Now Rand Paul doubling down, speaking about that with Jeanine Pirro. And here's the rest of that video with Rand Paul.
You know, trying to gin it up so it can go from an animal to a human. Why would we do that?
They say they're doing it so they can study these viruses that jump from animals to humans. The problem is they're creating something that's novel. They're creating something that doesn't exist in nature. Now, if something exists in nature, even though it might be dangerous, I would say that we should study it. But the good news from the development of the vaccine from last year is they can sequence a virus in a matter of days, and they can actually create an mRNA vaccine within a matter of weeks. So I don't think we need to create super viruses that don't exist yet, because we don't know right. that that's what nature's going to create. So we're creating something that nature didn't create. We're creating Frankenstein super viruses that, if they leak out of the lab accidentally or on purpose, could devastate the world. The SARS virus is 15 times more deadly. If that one gets out and we enhance its ability to be transmitted, that could kill 50, 100 million people. You know, so there's the danger here really exists, and this shouldn't be a partisan issue. This should be debated.
I agree. Senator Rand Paul, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The evidence is coming out. They can't stop it. The truth shall set us free. We told you from the start that there's a very good likelihood that it came from a lab. Let me tell you what the government's afraid of the most. They're afraid of the U.S. government being tied to funding the gain-of-function research. Number one. Number two, they're afraid to admit that, you know what, this may have been leaked intentionally. In other words, it might not have been just an accident. This might have been a weaponized reality. And that's really what the experts are now starting to say. Not your experts that are deep state or swamp, but experts who are willing to tell the truth. Rand Paul doing a pretty good job right there. Not only with Jeanine Pirro, but in the Senate, speaking out, literally calling Fauci to account. He's got a two words, fire Fauci, and that's his lead charge right now, and I couldn't agree with him more. So anyway, there's that. Also, we mentioned last hour, right at the end of the hour, I didn't get time to focus on this enough with Brian Rest because we had so many guests, but a 23-year-old in Massachusetts pleaded guilty to hacking social media accounts to steal account names and cryptocurrencies worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, according to the Department of Justice. Eric, I don't know how to say his name. Meggs, Eric Meggs admitted to targeting victims with large amounts of cryptocurrency. And then people who have original gangster media accounts. I guess real gangster social media account names, according to the Department of Justice. Meggs and other co-conspirators used an illegal procedure called SIM swapping to hack the social media accounts and steal cryptocurrencies and account names, the DOJ reported. SIM swapping, by the way, just so you know, involves the hacker requesting a cell phone carrier to transfer the victim's cell phone number from the SIM, that's a subscriber identity module, card in his or her phone to the hacker's phone. The hacker can then request account password reset links and then, hey, steal money, account names, passwords, anything they want. Megs and the other hackers stole or tried to steal well over $500,000 in cryptocurrency from at least 10 victims, the DOJ reported. Megs now pleaded guilty to 7 counts of conspiracy, wire and computer fraud, and identity theft. He faces a minimum, they say, of 2 years in prison, along with any other sentence decided by the judge. That's really weird, folks. I told you to don't dip your toe in the crypto, and I mean it. There's so many ways. You say, Sam, the currency's got a blockchain. It's hack-proof. I get that the currency may be hack-proof, although I still don't even believe that. But even if you want to claim that, fine. What about all the other ways that they can con you out of something? And this is an example where they just simply swapped SIM chips and gained access using your phone number, which is usually the two-factor authentication method of choice for most people. So all I'm telling you is very, very scary indeed. But I'm not sure whether we got to be worried more about the left, more of the hackers. But the left is literally terrorizing Rand Paul's family. They sent him some white powder. And now Fauci's lying to everybody. Fauci profiting big time off of his lies. Rand Paul calls for Fauci to be fired, but I would say he needs to be criminally prosecuted as well. I mean, who's more guilty of this, 23-year-old hacker dude or Anthony Fauci? Sometimes the biggest crimes come in fancy suits, don't they, ladies and gentlemen? Wow. Scary, scary indeed. All right, this is from the desk of Donald J. Trump. It is no longer, right? The desk of Donald J. Trump website. Trump shut down his own personal blog on Wednesday. And now all of his enemies are jumping for joy with glee. They're so delighted that Trump is shut down, they claim. But senior aide officials say that Trump will be returning on an unnamed social media platform. So I don't know what's happening. I don't know if Trump says that he temporarily put up this from the desk of Donald Trump in the meantime, but that he's working on a social media system. Now, I don't know if he'll launch his own or if he's going to join Mike Lindell with his. I don't know exactly what Trump has organized or set up on this. But you naysayers of President Trump, don't dismiss him so quickly would be my recommendation. Don't be foolish and dismiss Trump. You know what? Trump has an incredible amount of resiliency, ladies and gentlemen. And don't you think for a second that he doesn't. So anyway, they're all jumping around with glee because Trump shut this down. But I submit to you that Trump will come back with a fire like you haven't seen before. So beware of that. All right, there's an article written by author Adrian Pennington. And it's a very good article. And here's what it says. Let's talk about the future of newsrooms. I kind of find that interesting because I'm one of the most modern newsrooms on the planet. Liberty Roundtable Live with all the guests we bring to the table, all the knowledge from Elizabeth Fairchild to Alex Newman to Kirk Crosby, Sam Bushman, Brian Rust. I mean, this roundtable talk show, Richard Mack, attorney, Jim Clymer. I mean, we just go on and on and on with the hard-hitting, well-known, dedicated to Liberty guests that we have on the broadcast. But how much of a broadcast newsroom can be done remotely now that the return to office sound bell has been evoked? In other words, now they're saying, hey, we got to all go back to the office, right? How much can be done remotely, people are starting to ask. And it's a wise, fair question. I would submit to you that we've been doing this longer remotely than anybody. 25 years celebration, 2021 right now for Liberty Roundtable Live. We've been at it longer than 25 years, okay? And we've done it all remote, all from our little old not connected except for the internet newsrooms, so to speak. So we know a little bit about the question, right? The physical newsroom has been morphed by COVID, with news organizations and journalists forced to address change in the months ahead. Speakers at the Poynter Conference, news gathering from home, what we've lost and learned in 1 year from remote journalism, they all say. As reported by the New Media, University of Mississippi School of Journalism, right? They predict that newsrooms will not be as full and will not be as structured as they once were. Like employees in other parts of the world, journalists neither want to fully come back to the newsroom nor want to fully stay at home. I get it. That's why I'm going to Red Pill this weekend. There is a need to look at which positions are really needed on site, such as, they say, producers, who are the glue of the newsroom, while reporters and photographers do not necessarily need to be present at all. Stations owned by the Graham Media Group will go back to work in person, depending on their markets and on their local COVID-19 infection rates. But still, 70% of Graham Media employees work remotely today. The reports now show that online meetings can be very efficient, since anybody could dial in from anywhere and not have to show up. It's a great savings on gas, time, and more. But they say some positions are harder to perform remotely, like directors and some of the assignment editors who still work in the buildings, they explain. But most reporters and anchors now work remotely from home. Producers, believe it or not, are doing most of the job remotely with only one person in the control room. That balance seems to be working, they say, and it's better than going to the office. The way the job is done, they say, has also shifted during the pandemic. Everyone now owns a ring light if they didn't own one before. Journalists realize that a lot can be done with a powerful iPhone and a ring light, contradicting the argument that heavy cameras and expensive equipment is required to do the job. A shift also seems to have occurred in relationships, the relationships between news anchors and journalists and their audience. Broadcasting from their living rooms and kitchens has now leveled the playing field quite a bit. Newscasters have families too, and they're forced to work from home just like the rest of us. The lack of access to professional gear and to TV studios has now broken the fourth wall with the audience, suggests News Lab. It's not a trivial side effect. They say, believe it or not, the change has humanized journalists. Instead of it being a perfect studio, people realize these journalists are real people. She points out that she and some journalists have a luxury of a guest room to work from home, so that helps. Now, they say there's a little bit of a concern with anchors working from home, since their personal lives might be revealed to some degree. Not if you do a good job, though. They say News Lab is part of the Young School of Journalism and the New Media at Mississippi. The Poynter Conference is news gathering from home, and they're finally talking about the newsroom of the future. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you that we at Liberty News Radio, loving Liberty Radio Networks, and Liberty Roundtable have been on the forefront of this for 25 years. They could learn a lot from us. Soak of the desk of Donald J. Trump. Maybe we could all work together, huh? Well, understand, the newsroom of the future will be much different, and we've pioneered that effort for 25 years. Thanks for being alongside. Next time we're on the air tomorrow, I'll be live from the Red Pill Expo, redpillexpo.org. I am Sam Bushman. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Pray hard to know what God wants you to do, then get up and make a difference, will you please? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.